Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Friday. Everybody just take a deep breath. It's been one of those weeks, let me tell you. But I am so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way. In fact, I'm just going to start my weekend right here, right now. We've got we got a lot of things planned, but I want to give away a bunch of stuff that we've got going on. In fact, Jerry is here in our studio, our mechanic, and I'm really excited. We're going to give some tips right now so that you can get your best money. Mileage with gas, although they say it might go down a little bit, but you really want to make sure your cars are running at their best. And so I'm really excited to have him here. He is his business is JBS in Simi Valley, and it is located right off the 118 freeway, so it's easy access. And he's really an expert in so many different cars. And you've been doing this forever, right?
About 35 years.
That's kind of forever. Yeah. So so I am going to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And I also have Marcia here.
Good day.
Has been so much fun. You've been coming in.
I know. It feels like this week has gone very fast.
I don't know. Not for me. But maybe. Okay. So anyways. But I'm really excited this weekend. We've got a couple parties. And there's a lot of things on the books, though. A lot of activities coming up. So we got Matt on our board. Matt, are you is that the Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I like that. A little bit of, what is that? What's that,
I'm not sure. You're not channeling with me right now.
Ghostbusters on his shirt.
Oh, his shirt. See, we're on radio.
Oh, my God.
And he's right behind this big computer screen, so I can't see him. So there you go.
Anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so excited. I want to tell you all the ways that you can listen to us. One, you can stream us on KimPaganoShow.com. Right up in the right-hand corner, you can listen live. You can also listen on your radio at AM 1400. And for anybody who is just tuning in for the first time, we are a positive talk radio show. We're adding value every day in every way. That's really the reason I show up here every day, to talk to my listeners. And I can't wait to meet my listeners. And so we've got a lot of things happening. But I want to tell you that my listeners like to look good, feel good, and do good. And that's what life's about, is really being your best. And I want to tell you a little bit about some of the partners that I have. We've got Parent Click and Venture Breeze, Girl Talk, Coffee News, and all of my great co-hosts. And this is all about friends. It's really about bringing a lot of people on and just sharing. Many hands make little work. So we're also on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Like us. I'm right there with my goal. So go to The Kim Pagano Show. That's where you find out pretty much everything that's happening, also on Twitter. And TuneIn Radio, and you can download all my shows now on iTunes. So do that. Then you can, if you're walking into a meeting and maybe you want an inspirational story later on, definitely do that so you can take us with you. Also, today we're going to be giving away tickets. I've got Ventura Music Festival on May 6th, so we have tickets for that. And also I've got, Jerry just brought in a pair of Cajun, right?
Cajun tickets, yes.
Yeah, so that is over Memorial Weekend.
Memorial Day.
So we've got that. That's in Simi Valley. Then we got another jazz festival in Simi Valley. So,
Lots going on around here. That's
and
great.
And I want to hook you guys up out there. So definitely get your names in for the tickets at 805-639-0008. So today we're going to be talking, one, with Jerry from JBS. He's our mechanic. He's my mechanic, and I really, truly recommend him. So we're going to be talking about that. And then we're also going to be talking with Liz Stern, and she is a diva mom, another diva mom. We're diva moms, I'm telling you. We're all over it. But she has a book. If you give a mom a martini, she'll find 100 ways to find 10 blissful minutes for herself. And what she really does is she actually learned to be a capitalist. Oops, somebody's running by. I'm like, oh, a little shaking there. Capitalist on those strengths and took, she's helped women find their strengths. So kind of along with what I'm doing right now is to know your gifts, to know where you can go in life, to never give up on what your passions are, and that's really what I really try to help women do and men, to be your best, to know what your reason is why you're here. So also we're going to hear a story from Hogan Gorman, and her book is Hot Cripple. And it's an interesting story that could happen to any of us, but she was actually walking out of a nightclub and got hit by a car. And
didn't have health insurance.
Yeah, she didn't have health insurance, right. And so her life was changed, but she made the best of it. So that's what we're about, talking about stories and talking about life and how somebody else's journey can help us kind of get through it. So I'm so glad you're here. Again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And, we're going to just take phone calls all the way through. So get your name in, and by the end of the show, we'll let you know who's got tickets and to what. So give us a call. So, Jerry, what's going on with how was your birthday, first of all?
Birthday was great. I had a wonderful party. About 80 people or so.
Wow.
Live band, let them play a little bit late. Didn't get in trouble, so we're doing good.
Yeah, so your neighbors, you invited them.
I always invite my neighbors.
There you go, yeah. Smart.
They never
smart,
show, but, yeah.
That doesn't matter. It's
exactly.
The way
they can hear the music from down the blocks.
There you go. What kind of music do you like?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
There
no
you go.
Country.
You don't like country,
no.
Huh? You don't like those
I stay away from country bars and all that stuff.
Yeah. You don't like the stories? Because that's
your
what
mom
country,
died, you're dead,
I know.
Your dog's dead, your truck broke down. Yeah, all that stuff.
Isn't that funny?
All music is stories.
Yeah, well. But
only if you play it backwards.
There you go. All right. So what do you have, guys? What do you have planned for the weekend?
Well, you know what? My daughter is in, my daughter Mackenzie, she's not listening, but I'm going to wish her luck. They do this really cool thing at school, their theater department. The kids write a play. It's called a 48-hour festival. The kids write a play, then other kids direct the plays, and it's all picked out of a hat. And then other kids act the plays, and in 48 hours they have to learn it, block it, act it, and then they put it on.
Wow.
So it should be fun.
You know, and I think that's so fun because it's interaction, and that's another way of really knowing. You would never know it if you weren't able to try something new.
And it's a work in progress, and it's okay if it's not perfect.
Yeah.
It's all learning experience.
I like that. I like that a lot. What grade is Mackenzie in?
She's a junior.
Yeah. So
she's going to be directing.
Yeah, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, she takes after her mama.
Yeah, I was actually, I was a theater major. I was a better director than an actor, so...
There you go.
Know your strengths.
And that is it. Know your strengths. But, but it is good to try things that you haven't tried before because, you never know what you're good at.
That's
and,
true.
And you can, as you advance in age, sometimes you can think you're not so good in it, and all of a sudden you are again,
Right.
So definitely, it's never over till it's over, So you always get a chance. So, Jerry, talk to us a little bit about cars and... gas is so expensive right now, and, I know that we just need to maintain our cars, right? I mean,
maintain your cars, just like you do your body. Well, most people do, anyway.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about
that. Okay, I have a specific question.
Uh-oh.
So, I have a Honda van that I love, and I use for work all the time, and it has 1,000 miles on it. It's never had a problem. I mean, never. But when I took it in for oil change, the guy said, you should change it more often because it has more miles on it. Is he just giving me a load of crap?
Yeah, it doesn't. You don't need
to
do that.
I knew someone would tell me the right thing.
See, that, you know, it's
no reason for it.
You know, you get, and being a woman, I hate to say this, but that's why a good mechanic and somebody you trust is so important, because you get a lot of misinformation and end up spending a lot of more, a lot more money than you should.
Right, but
our biggest enemy right now is internet.
Oh, I'm sure.
Consumers get on there and they read all this stuff and then they come to us and tell us what to do.
Well, I'm sure doctors would say the same thing.
Yeah.
That
well, most
is
people,
true,
they have
a, yeah.
You know, they have something wrong. They look on the internet. Oh, this is what's wrong with me, so fix me. It's not like that.
Yeah. And you can't fix your own cars anymore because they're all computerized, so you need to go to somebody who has knowledge and knows what they're doing because you can't do it.
Well,
people,
you know,
try.
My son was racing, right, and you had actually fixed our Tahoe. Right? So we get there and the air conditioner is not working and we're in Havasu. A little warm. So Lou's like, okay, he was busy, you know, because that's why, because he brings his cars to you. And so I was like, I think we need Freon. So I went to the store and I bought some. Jerry's going, oh my gosh, right? Well, anyways, the guy goes, do you know how to put it in? I'm like, well, can you just point me to the right place, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a little scary because it could blow up on you. You have to puncture the thing and, you know.
Yeah, and if it's hot.
So if you need any help at your store now, you know.
Yeah, did it work?
See, you were in Arizona.
I know.
You can't do that here.
You can't?
You can't put your own Freon in?
You can't buy the bottles.
Oh, you really? Can't?
You need a license.
That's probably smart, actually.
Yeah. I'm
probably
telling you, yeah.
Because they don't want that stuff released to the atmosphere. It ruins the ozone.
So and you know what? I got to say, you know, I'm 51 years old. I've said that before.
You know we're on radio. You know we're live.
Yes.
You're a
youngster. I'm proud of myself. But anyway, when I was in my I'm so proud of our state for their pollution laws, because when I was in high school, how many, and you were in high school too, how many smog days were there where you could not go outside? And now there aren't any. So when you think about things, people always talk about how it was better then and not now. But California has changed
the law.
The law, and because of the law, and I know it's a big pain, and we pay more money and all that, we all can breathe, which I think is a huge thing.
I do remember that, where it would be...
You'd look at Pasadena, and you'd see the brown coming in, and my husband lived in San Bernardino growing up, or not growing up, in high school, and he said that you really literally could see the smog rolling in at you.
Right.
And we don't see that anymore.
This is true. You're absolutely right.
So there is some positive to some
So what is that, Jerry? Is that to do with our cars?
Well, we have...
I really can't say that for sure, because if you look at pictures from the 1920s, you can see smog in the air. So I really don't.
No, not like... No, you don't... Did you live here in the
1970s? I lived here since the 60s.
Do you remember the smog days and your kids not being able to go out?
Not
you don't
really.
Remember that?
I was a youngster.
I was going to say, were you stoned all day?
Too much Jack.
Oh, I'm telling you, because there was so many days in 1 year.
I do remember
1976. I remember was the most smog days ever, and we were not allowed to go outside for 42 days.
42 days?
Yeah, must have done a report on this or something.
You must have, yeah.
But it's so ingrained in my head of childhood and having a hot day and not being able to play.
Wow.
That I'm just thankful my kids can play outside.
There you go. And now, of course, they don't. Because they're doing videos,
well,
right?
You
know, no, I'm kidding, but you know, but
too
most
much electronics.
Well, exactly. And you'd go swimming in from the chlorine in the pool and the smog out. You were like, couldn't breathe at night. It was
there. You
funny.
Go. So, talk to us a little bit. Tell everybody a little bit about you if they didn't hear you the last time you were on my show. And I thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. I'm Jerry from JBS Auto in Simi Valley. I just had a 30-year anniversary with the shop.
Congratulations.
Thank
wow.
you.
And that really says a lot about your business right there.
Right.
We're a fixture.
Yeah.
There's a few of them in Simi that's been there since I have.
But what street are you on? Longer.
I am on Chambers Lane, right off the 118 freeway.
And do you do all cars?
Pretty much. We don't work on Audis. Uh-huh. I mean, we don't work on Saabs for sure. And I don't work on the older Volkswagen Buds. Most of the stuff we can get in and handle. If I can't figure it out, I have some specialist that can.
Why do you not work on those two? Just curious.
Saabs are designed completely backwards.
Really?
Yeah, they put the engines
in. They're tinker
wrong.
Toys.
And there's too many people that work on the older bugs, and I don't need to get involved in that. The newer ones, no problem.
I think that's really smart because you do what you know, your passion is, so then you do it well, and you have your specialties.
Right. Our biggest specialty is probably diesels. We work on a lot of diesel trucks.
Oh, I know. our loose truck's been in there a lot, you know, so.
Well, and the diesels, now diesels is making a comeback. The diesel cars, they're kind of trying to push that because they have such good gas mileage.
It's the mileage, yeah.
And for anybody that doesn't know the difference, you know, between diesel and regular, can you just explain that?
You mean like filling it with the wrong stuff? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
there's a big difference. They won't run very far.
Right. But is it diesel are not, it's a different kind of gas, correct? And you also... I mean, why would somebody choose a diesel truck over a gas truck?
Well, generally because diesels pull more weight and people want to pull big trailers and they get better mileage.
Yeah. And it's more for the mileage.
And they're more reliable.
Again,
usually.
Back to pollution. That's why it's making a big comeback. They have really improved diesel gas. It used to be incredibly polluting. And in the last 10 years, they have changed the whole formula and it's really helped the environment. So now it's coming back.
Right. And, you know, you got vehicles out there doing 60, 70 miles a gallon now with these diesels.
Right.
A lot of them, you know, overseas, that's all you see is little diesels.
Right.
But it's they're really coming back here heavy.
Huh.
But now diesel fuel's gone is higher than gas.
And that's what I was going to say. It's like as soon as
it's a toss. Yeah.
Six of one, half a dozen the other. If you're going twice as far and it's a little more expensive, then, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're still getting the mileage. So.
Right.
Huh. So, Jerry, tell out my listeners, and I want to give out our phone number here, 805-639-0008. What is it that most women come in with? You know, I mean, men kind of can change a tire. I mean, there's a lot of us that can change a tire. But, you know, men can kind of get an idea of what's going on with the cars. But women seem to be more stranded, right? And if they have to go to a mechanic in an emergency, that's where they get stuck. And so I think it's important for women, you know, whether they're single or in a marriage, to have somebody that they trust, like their mechanic. I mean, I really think that's something every single day that you go out and you just do not want to get into a car that's not going to run.
That has really changed in the past because there is a lot more women that really know what the car, how it works. Maybe mm-hmm. they got on the internet or they're taught, but that's changing. A
right.
lot, because a lot of the women that bring their cars is because their husband or boyfriend told them to bring it in. So, and they usually have an idea what they want to get done. But, you know, if you're stranded and you just have to talk to your friends and find out who to take your car to, so you know you have some sort of confidence in what's going on with your vehicle.
Right.
Other than that, yeah, you're kind of, you know, if you get stuck in a town where you don't know anybody, you're kind of at their limit.
So besides oil changing, what is the most important maintenance you should keep up with in your car?
The most important maintenance on your car is your tire pressures.
Oh.
Tire pressures will take mileage down. Most new cars have tire pressure monitors and tell you the tires are low, but they don't always work. So anything with tire pressures, that's the biggest neglected problem with a car.
And rotating your tires helps that with that too, I know.
So where do you find how much tire pressure you have to have, because every car is different, correct?
Most of them are average about 32.
It's on your door, usually.
It's on your door. It's on the tire. That's where you usually can find it. Owner's manual, it'll be listed a lot of places in the vehicle.
And that will help with gas mileage. How about the maintenance of your car itself? I know most cars now, I just bought a little plug for my daughter, and it has synthetic oil in it, and it will go 10,000 miles without changing it. And I'm like, 10,000 miles, really? And they're like, yeah, 10,000 miles. So a lot of these cars are going a lot longer without changing the oil, but what else do you need to do?
Basically, filters? Oil changes is the biggest thing. Used to be a 3,000-mile thing. Now they've kind of changed. Most cars, later model cars, will tell you when the oil needs to be changed.
That's like usually what, about, with a light?
It'll
okay.
Oil change due. It had a life on them. You reset them. They're about 7,500. Some of them are 5. I don't recommend diesels going over 5, but some people do. The problem you see is when we had a 3,000-mile criteria, people were going 5 and 6. Well, now they see 10, they figure they can go 15.
Mm.
And that's where you start running into problems, especially if you have warranties,
mm-hmm.
because the dealer needs to see those oil changes. If they won't cover the warranties. But that's your biggest problem with oil changes.
So if somebody was going to kind of take their car, you know, and maybe, you know, like I lease my car, but the other cars we all own. And the reason I lease it because they maintain it, right, and all that. But if you want to have your own car at home and you want to almost get on like a maintenance plan, what would be the first thing that you – I mean, if you were writing a list and you were telling people to check it, what would they be checking? Their radiator?
Well, and the other thing is when you buy a car from somebody else, let's say you're buying a used car, you don't know what maintenance they've done. So
I always recommend if you're going to buy a used car, have it checked out first. And do you do that, Jerry? Yes, we do.
Okay.
There's a checklist for when services are required. It's on the internet. It'll be in manuals. It'll be in your owner's manual.
Right.
It tells you what needs to be done when. And necessarily doesn't have to be done, but it should be checked at this time. So you have a whole checklist to go over. It's not something I just know on the top of my head because every car is different.
So basically you look at what the manufacturer tells you to do and you actually do it. What a concept.
I know, huh?
Well, yeah, no. Some stuff you look at and it doesn't need any service, so you just slide it by.
If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking to my mechanic, Jerry from JBS in Simi Valley. And if you have a question, you know, maybe you have a light that just came on, or maybe you have, you know, those checks that mean maybe one of your tires is a little low, right? Or there's so many little things that you just don't know what to do. And you want to give us a call here and ask him, give us a call at 805-639-0008. Also, we're going to take a really quick break, but I would love to give away some tickets. So if you want to go to the Jazz Festival in Simi Valley on April 28th, give us a call right now to get your names in, 805-639-0008.
It's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Marcia, and I got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're talking to Jerry from JBS. He is my mechanic, and I do recommend him. Jerry, you know what? When is it time to give up on a car?
When it becomes
a money pit,
too costly to repair.
But like every, you know, there's like one of my clients was saying that he was selling his Mercedes, and he said it has 99,000 miles on it, perfect condition on the outside, perfect on the inside. I'm thinking 99. He goes, oh no, these take like 300,000 before you know. Is that a car that you would want to invest in?
Depends how much it is, probably.
That's it. You know, you have to look at the price of the books and figure all that out. That's something you need
but
to decide
how
yourself.
Do you know, like, are some cars, you know, have a lot more mileage than other cars? Like, what, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it used to be, you know, the Hondas and Toyotas, they'd go 2 or 3 without any major problems. But any car will go 300,000. It's just how much money do you want to put into it to get there? I mean, that's where you got to look at the weight, but... Generally, the newer cars, most of them will go 2 without any problems.
So 200 miles? 200,000 miles?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you're still going to put money into it, but they'll generally 200,000 is not a bad figure.
Right. Huh.
So I have a question for you. So, you know, an independent mechanic versus taking it to the dealership, what is the advantage of taking it to an independent mechanic?
Well, the advantage to an independent mechanic is confidence. When you go to an independent shop, you're going to meet the mechanic up front. Whereas if you go to dealerships, they change help a lot. You might meet them, and you may never meet the mechanic. You're just going to talk to a service writer who's trying to understand what's wrong with your car and then tell the mechanic.
Right.
And it may or may not get fixed. It's one of them things.
Now, can you deal with warranties, too?
Most warranties have to go to the dealers.
Okay. Oh.
If it's an aftermarket warranty, like an insurance policy, those can be done in independent shops. But anything that's a recall... Or a warranty needs.
So
to
if somebody comes to you and they find out that what the problem is warranty, you'll tell them and
we send them over to the dealer.
Okay.
We have to call the dealer and make sure it is under warranty first.
Yeah.
But you can't do it.
No, not if it's a factory warranty.
Oh.
If it's an aftermarket, which most people have, they're an insurance policy. Anybody can do those.
Right, right. Mm. Huh. So in your 35 years, right, what car would you recommend for somebody who wants to, either is looking to buy a new car, you know, I mean, I know there's a lot, I have a Lexus, love my Lexus. Are those trustworthy cars? Like, what is it that stands out in your mind?
Well, I really don't want to talk about brands, and
okay.
You know, I don't want to get involved in
okay.
that because I don't want to single anybody out.
Oh, so...
It really depends what you're looking for. If you got a big family, you need an SUV. I mean, they all have their quirks, and they all have their great points.
Oh.
Almost every car now has all the bells and whistles. I mean, just the economy.
It is hard to decide now because, although a lot of people are going for the gas.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's a big factor. But... How do you fit everybody into a VW? You don't.
You don't.
No, that's why I kept my van, too.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I'll tell you, I just bought a Kia.
Oh, let's talk a little bit about Kias.
I got a Kia Optima 2.0 Turbo.
Okay.
It's 4-cylinder, gets a little over 35 to a gallon, and it's fast.
Really?
It has every belt.
How many people does it seat?
It seats 4, maybe 5 comfortably.
Okay.
But the car has so many bells and whistles, it's worse than texting. You're playing with the dash constantly trying to figure things out. And this is the way all the new cars are.
I know.
Yeah, and you're so, I don't know.
So do you have a navigating system?
It has everything.
It does.
There's nothing it doesn't have. I mean, it's fully loaded.
So,
I mean, that is the thing about the computers in the car, is if the computer system goes out, then...
You're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, most cars have lots of computers in them now, just one. They could have 25.
And that one doesn't have a 100,000-mile warranty.
That's why I bought it, 10-year, 100,000.
Oh, you are a smart contractor right there,
There's
you know?
There's 3 or 4 companies that have that right now.
And that, for somebody who is maybe retiring, that would be, I mean, to me, that's something that you want, something that you're going to be able to drive for a while, that you're going to be able to have maintenance-free on it, right?
Well, you still got to maintain it.
I bought my first used car. I've never bought a used car. I've only bought new cars. And the reason I bought this car was because it was a certified used car. It was a 2-year-old car and had 6,000 miles on it.
That's not much of a used car.
No. So it was an old Pasadena. It was literally a driven Pasadena woman on weekends. And, you know, that's why I bought it. But you can get the certified used cars, and they have, like, it's got a full warranty on it.
Right.
So, you know, I would go with the warranty first.
With the expenses of working on cars, you need a warranty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, so that one has 100,000, right? Yeah. Is that, do most of them have that now?
You know, I never had a car, I never kept a car more than 100,000 miles. And actually, we have two cars over 100,000 now. We have a Volvo station wagon, which my husband loves and he refuses to give up. And then my van, which I'm just waiting until the kids get out, you know, and I use it for work. So I have to have a van, and it's a Honda, and it never has had anything.
Don't even go
wrong
there. Don't even say anything, right?
No, I mean, I'm so.
Here's what I want to ask
you,
is when you go to put gasoline in, right, and you spend the most expensive or down to the cheapest, is there a difference?
The fuel is different. I can't really say because I don't know all the mechanics of it, but it comes out of Long Beach area.
Well, the some cars require the higher.
Yeah. Now, what if it says that, but because prices are so low, high right now, you put the lower one in? Can you do that?
There's no reason you can't.
So you can.
I wouldn't.
Well, we're
because
talking
your
to
warranties
a mechanic
don't
right
work
here.
If you. I have a car that requires the higher, and what they told us is that you're.
But how are they going to know that you put that in? You won't. They won't, right?
There's no way.
There's no difference between the middle and the low. I mean, as far as that goes, but between the high, there is a difference in the lead and the other things in the thing. I wouldn't do it.
Well, there
personally.
Is no lead in fuel anymore.
Or whatever it's called. But I wouldn't do it, just because it requires it. But if it doesn't require it, then of course.
Yeah.
All vehicles are made to run on 87 octane fuel. That's the government standard. So, if they ask you to run, that's up to you.
Well, if you have put the more expensive in, and then you switch to the lower, is there a problem?
There won't be a difference.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it too.
I'm not an engineer. I don't do math.
I was going to say,
don't calculate the fuels. But all I can do is tell you it'll run on 87 without a problem.
I like it. I like it. Ooh. Well, Jerry, give everybody your phone number so they know where to get in touch with you.
Phone number is 805-522-3923.
All
we're right. located in Simi.
Yeah, right off the freeway. So, and again, you know, he's on my website. You can, link to his website. And actually, you have a really cool website,
Thank
too.
You.
I love all the music on there and everything. So, yeah. No, Jerry is a really cool guy, really just down to earth and really honest. And he will take care of all of your auto needs. So definitely give him a call. We do have our next guest, and Hogan Gorman. Her book is Hot Cripple. Hogan, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So
I'm sorry you had to have a tragedy in order to write a book. I mean, that's terrible, but I'm glad you've made something great out of it.
Yeah, lemons into lemonade.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about your story.
Okay. I'm an ex-model, and in 2004, I wasn't modeling anymore. I was an actress. I still am an actress. But in New York, that means you're also waiting tables.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking to work one night at my waitressing job, and I was hit by a car going about 40 miles an hour. Ugh. My head took out their entire windshield, and then they slammed on the brakes, and I went flying about 10 feet, landing on the pavement. And I was taken to the hospital in an ambulance, and once they found out I didn't have insurance, I was basically ignored. I had to beg for a CAT scan in my head.
You mean at the hospital?
At the hospital. The man in the bed next to me, who had only fainted during dinner and whose CAT scan was fine, he had insurance and he was kept overnight for observation. And I was released with a neck brace and a good luck.
Oh, my word.
I should probably also mention the only reason I didn't have insurance was the nightclub I worked in didn't offer it. And between rent and eating in New York and an unstable income base, mostly on tips, I couldn't afford insurance on my own.
And there are so many people in this country that are in the same position as
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Oh.
So had you had insurance before? Have you ever had insurance?
Yes, I've had insurance before.
So it had lapsed or you just were low on budget and just that was...
It's between eating and insurance.
Yeah, yeah, definitely,
yeah. That's a horrible choice that a lot of Americans have to make in between eating and having insurance.
Right.
You know?
So what you're saying in one way is it's a misnomer saying, oh, well, and one of the arguments for health insurance, in the health insurance argument, not to get too political, is that... they're going to take care of you anyway if you go to the hospital. But what you're saying is
obviously
they you're sitting there, but that doesn't mean you're being taken care of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. And so what did you do?
Well, over the next few days, it became apparent how truly injured I was. I had a severe head injury, and my short-term memory was shot for almost 2 years. I had vision problems, balance problems. It herniated 5 discs between my neck and lower back, tore 2 ligaments in my knee, and a chunk off the back of my kneecap.
Oh, my God.
So after a few days, it was apparent how injured I was, and I tried to call the doctor's office to make an appointment, and nobody would see me because I was uninsured until I found a lawyer first and filed all the paperwork to be covered by something called No Fault, which in certain states covers people... certain accidents if the driver has insurance up to a certain amount of money.
I was just going to ask you that. Did the driver have insurance?
And did the driver stop?
My head did take out their entire windshield, so they really had no choice. But I would say that they weren't exactly nice about it. The woman from the passenger side got out of the car and ran up to me and started yelling at me as I'm surrounded by a windshield's worth of glass to stand up that I wasn't hurt.
Wow.
That is a shock thing. Sometimes I'm not saying she was a nice
Absolutely.
Person, but she was in shock too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, did their insurance cover this?
Well, as I said, it covers it up to a certain amount, but they can cut you off at any time.
Wow.
You have to go see No Fault doctors once a month, and they examine you and move your body in ways that you probably shouldn't do to an injured person. And then they write a report, and then a claims adjuster at No Fault decides whether or not they will continue your coverage. So eventually they did cut me off. I had maxed out my credit cards, gone through what little savings I had.
I was going to say, how did you even live?
Because
you've still got an apartment to pay for and food to eat, and you were barely avoiding that before, and then all of a sudden you can't work.
Can't work. So I did, I lived off of my credit cards, maxed those out, went through what little savings I had. Then I ended up having to borrow money from these loan shark type companies that will loan you money against your settlement, but they can charge you exorbitant interest. I ended up on food stamps, eventually disability, and Medicaid.
Wow. And where are you now?
I'm doing a lot better. I'm doing a lot better.
So what have you learned from this?
Yeah, there you go. That's a great question.
What have I learned? Through my book was originally a one-woman show first.
Uh-huh.
And I won the New York Fringe Festival with that. But through writing that, I realized that it's not just my story.
Right.
It's the story of millions of Americans are going through this. And
then there's the other side of that is that people that has been helped by the healthcare thing, but may go away too, is if you have a pre-existing condition like I do, I had cancer, if for some reason my insurance lapses, I can't get insurance again.
Big pre-existing condition now myself.
Yeah,
well,
there's
hopeful that in 2014 we'll be able to be covered.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem is that when it's not your fault, that's where I have a problem. It wasn't your fault. It was somebody else's fault, and then you go through all the pain. My mom fell at work. It's not her fault, but then you have to go through all these, bridges and trials and tribulations to get any help. Okay. I just don't get that. And I think that, we talked about this before of having people have an insurance. If you're really low on your budget and you can't afford the everyday insurance, but you could have disaster insurance.
Yeah, but they don't offer that.
I know. And I just still think that would be because... I was just saying right now.
See, and that's what I think you could get maybe through the government is to require disaster insurance, which would be really low priced, and it would be a lot more affordable for somebody that can't afford to have normal insurance, but, you know, it's not a bad idea.
Jerry, when people get in, you know, accidents and then they come in to you, right, because a lot of times, I mean, it's an
That's just the car, though.
Yeah, but that is the car, but...
But that's body shop work. We don't.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah. Just, you don't really do that, but
you don't do body work.
No. Yeah.
But you know, it's just it's a hassle, and it's just something that you want to try to not go down that road.
So, do we have a positive message from this? Where can we? What have we learned that we can move into a positive?
Well,
way?
Actually, what I want to talk about is what is your book? What are we going to find from your book?
My book, Hot Cripple. I have to say it's very funny.
Okay.
And it's my journey down the rabbit hole, but it's also a story of survival and strength and trying to find the humor.
Yeah.
And I think that is one of the key factors for people that are going through something like this. You have to remember to laugh.
Right. You have
that
to find.
You will get through it, and the clouds do drift away if you push them hard enough.
So you have a one chapter in here, Marijuana Mama and Mary Jane. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, as I said, I was in excruciating pain, and there was one day where I was stuck in bed for literally 8 hours. My back was in such spasms, I couldn't get up. And luckily, I somehow, by a miracle, I brought my cordless phone was in my room with me. And so I called my mother, who actually lives in California, and I should preface this with saying that my mother is an ex-nun. and my mother said to me, "Well, sweetheart, I really think you should ask your friend for some marijuana. I think it might help those back spasms." You know, I've been smoking a little bit recently to help me with my insomnia and my tennis elbow. And I was like, "Oh my God, my mom's a stoner."
That is so funny.
Did it help? Did you?
I did, and you know what? It did help.
Okay. Yeah.
It made you hungry, though, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I know. It does. It makes you hungry. And you know.
Now, what about a girl's guide to what to wear to the welfare office?
Well, being an ex-model, I, you know, have had a nice, nice clothes, and I kind of used them as my armor as I was going into all these welfare offices. I figured if I had on a nice outfit, you know, when I walked out of the office, you know, nobody would know.
Did they take you seriously in the office, though?
Well, my first caseworker said, "Well, what are you doing here, Paris Hilton?"
See? You have to you have to dress for what you need.
Isn't that sad, though, that you can't say, "Wait a minute, I didn't ask to be hit."
Yeah,
but
eventually,
what are you going to wear?
I shoved my story down her throat, and she turned around, you know.
Yeah.
But initially, she just judged me on, you know, the way I look.
Huh. So back to, you know, Marcia's question, what have you learned from your experience? And are you in a wheelchair? Are you able to walk? Where?
No, I'm able to walk. I have to stay on top of my recovery every single, you know, every single day. I've turned more to an Eastern approach, and I have a non-aggressive chiropractor that works on my back. And I know when you say chiropractor to people think cracking and jarring of the spine. There's none of that. It's alignment and kinesiology. And she was the only one to get me out of pain after 4 years of constant pain. And then I also go to the gym 5 days a week, and I do all my physical therapy exercises, which strengthen my core muscles.
And exercise is a key to a lot of this, I know.
It's key. It's definitely key. You have to take a proactive approach in your recovery.
Yeah.
You know, because the pill is not going to make it go away.
Right.
It's not.
So you have to strengthen from within so that you can support some of the problems that you have.
Yeah, because if you strengthen your core muscles, it supports your back.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Also, meditation.
Yeah, meditation is big. That's really good. Hogan, where do we find your book?
Well, Barnes & Noble sells it, and also if you go to my website, which is hotcripple.com, there are links to where you can purchase it on Amazon and the Barnes & Noble website, IndieBound.
Okay, how long did it take you to write your book?
It took me 6 months and then a month and a half of rewrite.
6 months? That's really fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't have much of a life. It didn't have much of a life.
Wow.
Well, gosh, good luck with the future.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me on.
You got it. All right. Well, again, we were talking with Hogan Gorman, and her book is Hot Cripple. It sounds like she actually is doing pretty good. But you know what? It's all about turning your life around into a positive and not sitting in pity city and making, you know, lemonade out of lemons. And that's what life's about. So we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And give us a call if you want to get your names in for any of the tickets that we have here. The Ventura Music Festival, which is May 6th. The Cajun Festival, which is over Memorial Weekend. And the Jazz Festival, which is April 28th. So 805-639-0008. If you feel like it, take me
away and make it okay. Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I love it. I'm getting a good feeling right here, right now. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia.
Hello.
We got Jerry from JBS. He's my mechanic. And we got Matt on our board. We got Chris here. He's part of my team. And you know what? We're just having fun. Really, I'm ready to start my weekend right here, right now.
Yeah, you know, something that's going on this weekend is the football draft for all you sports fans.
Oh, there you go.
So isn't it this weekend?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I heard that on the way in.
He's answering phones. And,
which is the kickoff to the football season, which I'm not really a pro football person. I'm a college football person. But it's kind of fun to watch the draft. You see all these, you know, these kids that have worked their whole life to get to a point, and then they
either do or die, right?
Well, you see their life stories. They do these little synopsis. And I think it's very interesting because, you know, a lot of these families have given up a lot to get their kids to be able to go.
Oh, hello. We're racing over here.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I know. I keep saying to my son, do you know how many trips I could have gone on? You know, but I know it is his passion.
But it's not even, I mean, you're lucky in the fact that you have the means to do this. Some of these families have had to go on welfare and food stamps and everything else in order for their kid to.
And what happens if it doesn't happen and you've lived your, you know, that's scary. So,
but at least they've given their kid a chance to change their life and go in a better direction.
There you go. So, Jerry, what's going on with you? His mind's going. I could see his mind going.
Well, I'm getting ready to have a big weekend next weekend.
What are you doing?
This weekend we're getting the Harleys ready. Next weekend's the big river run in Laughlin.
Oh.
So our weekend will start on Thursday.
I know a lot of people that go down to Laughlin for
Harleys. How many hours do you ride on a motorcycle to get there?
About
like four hours. Is that a hard thing to do?
Well, it just depends on how fast you go.
Yeah, but boy, that's, I mean, riding a motorcycle is a physical event.
Yes.
It's not, you don't just sit in a car and whatever. It's physical. And to be physical for 4 hours in a row, that's a lot.
But but you're seeing things you never see because you're constantly looking at
it. It's a road
trip. When we hook up with a group of about 10, there will be, you know,
it's like riding a horse for 4 hours.
I think that'd be more physical.
You get off of it.
Like, does your wife go with you?
Not married.
You're not married. Oh, okay. So does your partner go with you? Or is it just the guys?
It just depends. I mean, somebody generally goes, but I've gone alone numerous times.
And how many people meet up?
There's
in our group,
lot.
There's probably about 15 to 20.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, we ride from there and you hook up as you go with other people.
There you go.
But
that's
there'll be thousands there.
Huh. That sounds
We're going to ride to Hoover Dam this week or next week and check that out.
Very cool.
Going to be a lot of fun.
That is a question I did want to ask you is when people, and referring to the cars, when you're going on a long road trip, what do you need to do to your car to make sure that everything's set?
Just make sure your tire pressures are up and all your fluids are full.
So tire pressures.
You make it sound so simple.
It is simple.
Yeah, for you.
Just people make it complicated.
I know.
They don't have the time in their day to do this.
Yeah, just
for some reason.
Think
until they break down, and then they say it's the worst time in the world for my car to break down.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of
there is no good time.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you should always have a spare tire, obviously one that's full, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, there's things like that, but I just carry my AAA.
I do too. And
most people
do.
Do
you have AAA Plus?
Yes, I do.
That is the best thing we ever. I think it's $15 more a year or something.
Yeah.
And you can tow your car 100 miles. So if you
have that on our motorhome too.
Well, that's why you got it. Got a motorhome, motorcycles, they got
to
have it.
Yeah. Then you don't have to go to just whoever the closest person is that could rip you off. You can go to somebody reputable, which is reputable. Is that the right word?
So you talked about the Cajun Festival, right? Tell us a little bit
about it. I'm very active in the Simi Sunrise Rotary.
What is that?
Rotary is a big organization in the world. We do good things for people that need help.
And that's awesome.
We bring water to places that don't have water. We bring, you know,
how long
dentists.
Have you been doing that?
I've been a Rotary for 10 years.
And most people involved in the Rotary are involved in some other business, too. That
most of them are business owners.
Yeah, which is great.
And we meet once
a week.
And
so you guys just give back.
We give back. That's all we do is give back.
And at the Cajun Festival, obviously, you're going to have great food and great music.
Always.
And is it an all-day deal, an all-weekend deal?
It is Saturday and Sunday of the weekend.
Is it at Lemon Park?
It's... not Lemon Park. And I forget the name of the park. It's on Stearns in L.A. Cross street from Metrolink.
Okay, right there.
By the senior center.
There are so many things happening right now. We've got Caneo Valley Days going on that there are coming up. Casa Pacifica. I'm telling you, you could never be bored here.
And this weekend is going to be so beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Get outside.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah, we are.
Hot.
Yeah,
well, it's not that hot.
Well,
they say
90, but that's still beautiful.
Yeah, my one son's going down to Palm Springs to the Coachella. That's happening out there. That's hot. We're talking really hot out there. So
remember, some people are going skiing.
Oh, I hope he's not listening because that was a surprise. Oops. But anyways,
uh-oh.
For somebody.
You didn't hear that.
Anyways, yeah. Oh, gosh. I hope they're not listening. I'd be like, really, Mom?
Lou's on the phone now.
I know. No, he told his girlfriend that she was going somewhere else. So anyways, but he's going, yeah, great, Mom. You're making it worse.
Yeah, let's just dig a hole.
I know. Man. Well, anyways, I'm actually off to the Dodger Stadium for a surprise birthday. I just better just be quiet right now because, look at,
secrets are coming.
I know. Yeah. So
are we
fun?
Invited?
No, it's not my party. It's somebody else's.
We're going to not talk about that either.
I know. So, but there's a lot of partying out there, and it is going to be an amazing weekend.
I'm
so,
determined to jump in my pool at some point this weekend.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, ours is all nice and clean, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, and we have had, we have solar. You do too. Oh, no, you don't have solar.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do. Okay, so we have solar on our pool, and it works really well, but you have to have... let's say 6 really good warm days in order for your solar to really kick in and keep it at a good temperature. There has not been 6 consecutive warm days this year.
It's so scattered.
It's like you get a beautiful 4 days and then you have rain and then you have a 2. So
see, ours, I don't think ours needs that much time.
Well, yours is not as big as ours, your pool. Ours has a lot
and
more water.
And ours is closer. I think it
makes a difference.
No, it
has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that we have a 50-foot pool. It has a lot. I mean, it has a ton of gallons of water. It just, in what temperature you like to be in is a different thing, too.
90.
So
I like it to be a bathtub.
Outside or in the water?
No, in the water.
It takes a good amount of time.
That's a jacuzzi. That's not a pool.
And once it heats up once, then it stays hot, you know.
There you go. All right. Well, Chris, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. So, do you have anything happening?
No. Maybe those Coachella tickets.
I know. So, have you guys ever done that?
That's not my thing.
I know. The kids love it. So,
well, when I was 20, that probably would have been my thing. But to sit outside
in the hot heat, I'm like going, oh, wait, did I give them sunblock and all that good stuff?
People passing out all around you.
I know. Anyways, well, this has been fun. We've just really had it's fun Friday. It's time to kind of relax and reflect on our week and just enjoy. Jerry, I want you to give out your phone number again so that if anybody's sitting at home, I got a couple texts from people saying, I need his number again. So can you do that?
Yeah, it's 805-522-3923.
Okay. And Marcia, thank you so much for being here this whole week with me. Everybody's on vacation, and I'm sure they'll be slowly coming back. Matt, have a really great weekend, and I thank you for being a part of my show. also, I want to thank all of my listeners and all of my callers. And we got tickets. I got lots and lots of tickets to give away. So what I'm going to do, I posted it on Facebook. We're a part of a lot of things happening right now. I want to just tell you right now that if you want to be a part of our team, give me a call at 805-419-0008. I'd love to. There's so many different things that we've got happening that you could be a part of, so many different things. So share my show with everybody. Don't keep it as a secret. It's really about feeling good, doing good, and, you know, being good. I mean, that's what it's all about, is life. And I am so glad that you have joined us here today. And a reminder that my show is every morning from 8 to 9, and then again from 1 to 2. And, you know, become a fan of ours and like us. So with that, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, don't say if I could, I would. Say if I can, I will. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you later.
So close to you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall, and there's no stop.